Welcome to History at Risk, Linking Alaskans to Their Past. The native languages spoken in Alaska are an intimate part of people's lives and integral to their cultural understanding of the world. Anyone who sets out to become fluent in a foreign language knows they must also learn a new culture. Michael Krause founded the Alaska Native Language Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. His passion for languages and their preservation began as a schoolboy.
I just remember being late for school one morning because some men were building something on the road along the way, and I stopped absolutely fascinated by the interesting way they were talking in some foreign language, maybe Polish or Hungarian. Under the pretense of being interested in the construction, I stood there listening for the longest while, which made me late for school. And I guess that was the first obvious manifestation of a trait that definitely explains my whole career, namely a very abiding interest in minority and underdog languages, as opposed to learning Russian at that time or some other expansive language.
Krause did not study Alaska Native languages until after he came to the university in Fairbanks. He was a Carnegie visiting professor of linguistics, and two undergraduate students changed the course of his career and life.
Martha Tilak, the Yupik from the Yukon Delta, and Irene Reed, the third-generation Finnish-American who grew up bilingual, speaking Finnish as well as English. In the spring of 1961, they sort of ganged up on me to give a course in Eskimo. There were six students in that class where Martha was the main source of information. Irene was the very diligent student of Yupik, and I was the MC.
That spring, Krause wrote a National Science Foundation proposal to survey Alaska Native languages, their status, and their viability. The funding allowed Krause to support Reed, Tilak, and others to make field recordings and to transcribe texts, grammars, and vocabularies. This was the beginning of the research program on Alaska Native languages at the university and was the prelude to major legislation that would support Native language and culture.
67, 68 was the year of the passage and enactment of the Title VII first bilingual bills in federal education law and policy, which made it at least allowable, finally, to teach in languages other than English for students who did not speak or understand English on the grounds that that was not giving them an equal opportunity in education. And in 69, a course called Eskimo Language Workshop was first given for advanced students in Yupik to hone their skills in writing the language. All of this a kind of underground movement to allow the use of Alaska Native languages in Alaskan schools.
In 1972, the Alaska State Legislature passed the Bilingual Bicultural Act. It was a twin bill mandating for native language education in villages with at least 8 children whose primary language was not English, and establishing the Alaska Native Language Center. 33 years later, the Alaska Native Language Center continues to document and preserve native languages, with Michael Krause still a passionate advocate. Funding was provided by the University of Alaska President's Special Projects Fund. From the University Oral History Program, this is Bill Schneider.